Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's show is brought to you by Personal Capital. For a free trial of Personal Capital, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Personal Capital banner. Or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS. Again, click the Personal Capital banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Due to some minor technical difficulties, the Mike O'Mara Show is starting a little bit later today.
What about Kevin Ryder?
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were live. This is the late Robert Stack.
Okay, we've got Tony Perkins in from Fox 5.
Hello, hello, hello.
The most patient newsman in America. One of the greatest things about building our DC studio, and this is going to be hopefully the norm, we get to have guests in because it's convenient to the media pulse of Washington, D.C. So Tony gets to roll in here when he's on his way over to do the news on Channel 5. And tomorrow we've got Patton Oswalt coming into the studio.
Very cool.
We are very, very excited about bringing guests in because we have this new studio, and Oscar was making some little tweaks a moment ago, so we started a little bit later.
Yes.
But Oscar, I want to talk about you, especially now that we've got Tony here.
Please.
Because you are in the middle of a very, very severe national security emergency.
There was a breach.
I think it's important to point that out.
Should I take notes?
Please write
for the
this
news
down.
Tonight? Yes.
You think Ukraine's a story? You think Malaysia? You think the mudslide out in Washington? No. The story of the day is, ladies and gentlemen, we have a national security problem. That's right. Oscar Santana has been contacted by the local authorities because the FAA is aware of his drone. His drone.
Yes.
His little drone.
Going to jail.
Drones have been in the news for, I think, that really the past 6 months, especially after Amazon announced that they were going to possibly deliver packages.
Oh, when they did it on 60
with
Minutes.
Their drones, right?
Yeah. Great idea.
So my girl was kind enough to get me a nice drone, Tony. It's a higher-end drone that can fly up to 1,200 feet in the air. It's got a great range. And I said, well, why not take a present and maybe start a business from it? So I started Santana Air LLC.
And I think you really chose the wrong name. I'm thinking it should be Oscar.
Oscar.
Before we go into the drone.
Yes.
Let's get the ABCs of you for just a second.
What do you mean?
You want to talk about no off switch. I mean, do you wake up in the middle of the night thinking about another entrepreneurial activity that you're going to pursue?
Well, I like
how many things are you going to throw up and see if they stick to the wall?
I like to build, Mike, as you know. I got to feed my kids.
Yes.
You have no kids.
Well, build this.
I'll have kids one day. I
want total exclusivity for the next hour. That's all I'm asking for.
for the next hour.
I'm talking about total exclusivity. The other day I came in here and, you know, when you were, do you remember when he was like completely focused on building this studio?
Yeah.
For our show.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember how special it made you feel?
Yes.
Do you feel
that? Guys weren't here for the 3 months I was doing it. You're here for one day.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still
felt
so special. And do you feel it slipping away now?
Yeah, you know what?
He's bored. He's off to other things now.
I want to find the root.
And I feel so lost.
The root of this, Oscar, question. When you were a boy, a little
Hispanic boy.
Oscarito.
And you got yourself like a wagon for Christmas.
Yes. I said, how many oranges can I pull to the center of the road?
Did you sublet it? Did you offer it to people rides? I mean, what did you do? Did you always take gifts and turn them into profit?
No, guys, you know I like to work hard. It's built into my immigrant bloodline.
I know, it's like looking in a mirror, but still.
A funhouse mirror.
You like to
Wow.
That was good. You like to work hard, but you also have, in your brain, in your Bolivian brain, is short attention span theater.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a serial entrepreneur, I would say.
You focus on different things. And it's my job to make sure that you are continuously stimulated by this working environment. Otherwise, he'll be off doing things like flying his drone over an effing golf course.
If he grows bored, we lose him entirely.
This is true.
Then he's off with Charlie.
It happens during the show. I like to occasionally throw him a bone during the show.
If you would have said, hey, Santana Air sounds great, why don't we partner up? And some guy actually wrote this to me. He said, Mike would be a great voice for those golf videos.
I'd love to.
No, but you don't think about that. You just hate on the fact that I've got another enterprise, and you're like, oh, he's going to not focus on the show. 100%.
Can I say something?
I got an enterprise that's been going into your bank account for about 4 years, pal.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very
much. I've helped build it.
I'm going to come to Oscar's defense for a moment.
Thank you.
Because in all likelihood, the reality is, Oscar, of all of us in this room, 5-10 years from now, will be the richest one amongst us.
Thank you.
5-10 minutes from now.
Or dead.
Yeah, did I say minutes or years?
Yeah.
Years
no, it's going to be a beautiful funeral, though.
I don't think it's going to be dead. I think he will be the wealthiest one, but he will have a hole in his stomach the size of the Lincoln Tunnel.
That's true.
That's what it will be.
Of the three principles of this show, he is the only one who has not had a stomach explosion issue.
Yeah, I know.
Yet.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's here's the thing.
You'll be happy to know that it's failed. It's been grounded. The business is over.
That's where we get back to.
Yes.
Oscar was planning to take his drone out to golf courses and then sell the videos that he would take with his drone to the golf courses, and then they would put it on the website.
It's a great idea.
A very simple, and the best ideas are simple, aren't they?
Right, that's
because
right.
they, you know, who wouldn't want to do
this?
I
had franchises in Vermont. A guy in California contacted me. He said he could take the idea. I said, I'll just take 5%. We're good to go, right?
You know what? It would be like, remember they used to do it on Channel 9 with the helicopter shots on CBS?
Yeah.
And like Ken Venturi or Pat Summerall.
They did it on CBS.
This is the ninth hole.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you have the Loves theme?
Yeah, I do. Give me one more.
Loves theme.
Instead of, and if we get a commercial license, that's what I get to, but I don't think it's possible.
Right.
If we did that, you could be Jim Mance, not Jim Nance. Jim Mance.
Jim Mance.
Yes.
But I really, here's the thing. Jim Nance has a generic voice.
Yes.
And incidentally, you know that if you bring an idea to me, you know, I'm not going to initiate it, you know, because I don't have that kind of ambition. I don't. I really don't. I hear that.
Like
and
that.
He's right, though. I do. I hear that idea and I hate on it immediately.
Right.
And then if it's like involves me and it puts a check in my pocket, I'm like, oh, I think it's a great idea. that's the way I look at that. But I think if it was Jim Nance, I would take the drone that Oscar has and say, do you have any golf courses that you were thinking about pitching?
Congressional Country Club.
Okay, they'll see.
Oh, sure. Shoot for the top.
Way to aim high.
Hey, I got a guy that contacted me from there.
Way to
he
aim high.
He wrote me.
Yeah, I don't understand why Congressional would need a video for their website, though, but just because they need it and they got money to burn.
Why wouldn't you just put it into your budget?
That'd be for the membership.
And
you
got someone who'll do it for you.
Yeah.
You are looking live. Bethesda, Maryland. The Congressional Golf Course, a 7,250-yard layout sprawling over the Maryland countryside. This is Santana Air, and our drones can take a picture of your golf course and make them look better than they actually are. Now we take a look up the 7th fairway, a beautiful sprawling par 4 with a bunkered green bordering water in the beautiful
it would sound good. Yeah,
you
know what? And you could use color correction.
Oh,
every golf course could be beautifully green.
Right, now, see, you go to Congressional and I immediately say, "Well, the Congressional doesn't need you. You need to go to Tony's Links."
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Tony Perkins. I'm talking about
Tony
Perkins
failing golf
course. I don't want my links photographed.
You go to the struggling golf course.
That's right.
You know, and incidentally, I don't want to throw any names out there. Cameron Hills. No, I'm.
No.
That's a joke. Jason is a friend.
One
of mine.
My potential clients already.
Really?
He contacted
Jason
me as well.
Is a good guy.
Yeah.
I love Jason Hill. He is a wonderful guy. But like, you go down there, take a look at this with your drone. But you know, all this is moot because Oscar has been contacted by the proper authorities.
You know who shut him down, Mike? You know who shut him down?
Who
the man.
Shut him down?
The man is always keeping him down.
I just
want
to feed my kids.
I hate the man.
The man shut him down.
Why is he shutting you down?
So this is the situation. There are great reasons to live in the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them have to do with business and that you're in the center of power. The world is right here, right?
Sure.
It's your oyster. Though, there are federal agencies that are based in D.C. as well.
What?
I get an email that says, Oscar, I work for the FAA, and your drone business would be illegal under our regulations. I can't speak.
Signed Strom Thurmond.
I can't speak to what criminal penalties you might face, but you'd be subject to a civil penalty, a fine, since you don't hold an FAA certificate. You wouldn't qualify as a hobbyist since you're looking to conduct business for compensation. You can fly and practice all the flights you want, but you are not a hobbyist if you're trying to make money from it. You have at least two problems. If you want to operate commercially, first, you have to operate an unregistered aircraft in the NAS, National Airspace System. Now, they're telling me that I can't do that simply because this is the National Airspace
System.
Who
hit them to the fact that you were trying to make money?
I was talking about it on the show.
So somebody heard the show and then
wrote
me! Oh, my God.
Yes!
Somebody, screw that guy.
There's got to be a loophole, though.
Who's the person that sent you that letter? Go pound
sand. I vetted him. And he works for them.
It was Vice President Frank Underwood.
What a dick.
Well, no, I think he's just looking out for me in one way or another.
How about this, though? What if you photograph golf courses that are not in the District of Columbia? I mean, really, that's his whole thing.
Is his problem that it's a commercial enterprise?
Yeah, you can basically, because I think the law hasn't caught up to the technology, that if you want to film something for commercial use, and he actually states that I mentioned this on the show, that we wanted to film a promotional video for the show.
Right.
And if you do that, then people can make the case that you're trying to make money off the video.
I'll bite my butt. Screw you.
You want to see my taxes? You want to know how much money we're making?
Outside of that, he said, if I just wanted to fly and put up videos of me just flying and not making any money off of it, then I could do that. Which seems like that doesn't make sense.
Problem solved, boys.
Yes.
I know how we can do this. You know, it's all a question of where we're going to shoot the video. You know where we're going to go?
Where's that?
Denmark.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, here you are, my little glassy dolly. No. Get thee hence and destroy yon upstart.
Stop them! Squash them! Crash them!
Oh, blue terrain them.
Catchy tune, that. Can't seem to get it out of my head.
And shake it.
That's what we've been doing all night.
Oh?
Yeah, it was a great party.
And we brought back lots of lovely souvenirs. Here is the motor.
And I've got a little
love.
And I've got a hole in my pocket.
A hole?
Well, half a hole anyway. I gave the rest to Jeremy.
What can he do with half a hole?
I fix it to keep his mind from wandering.
Hey, look at John, will ya?
What's the matter, John, love? Blue meanies?
Newer and blue meanies have been sighted within the vicinity of this theatre. Oh. There's only one way to go out.
How's that?
Singing!
One, two, three,
ah! It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiberplex Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 23 million downloads.
Wow.
We are at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Hi, Kyle.
The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why?
Because they reboot their equipment.
That's right.
I'm sorry, because they get it. Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number. I love my Sleep Number bed. And I'll be honest with you, this week on Friday, the good people from Sleep Number are coming to wrap it up so it can be sent down to Florida and unwrapped and set up again.
So you won't have to even touch it. They'll take care of it for
you. They take care of the whole thing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's just another one of the many services that the people at Sleep Number offer for you. And then when I set it up down in Florida, I will go back to my wonderful sleep setting of 60.
Nice.
And I urge all of you to do the same thing. Get your Sleep Number bed. It contours to your neck, your shoulders, your back, and your hips. It'll save your spine like it saved mine. And now introducing the all-new Sleep Number P5, featuring the latest innovations comfortably priced. I love my Sleep Number bed, and you will too.
How's that?
Remember, my Sleep Number setting is 60. Carla's is a 75. Hers is actually firmer than mine now.
Yes, princess.
I'm sure it is.
Interesting. Right now, save $400. That's the lowest price ever on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. It's glorious. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to let them know that if Michael Mara sent you, I got to go to the couch.
Hey.
Well, I'm really pissed, believe it or not.
Why?
That guy reached out and just rained on Oscar's parade.
Government law.
Should we swing by his office and shake our fists?
No, he's clearly a listener of the show. And while he was very matter of fact about the entire thing, because it wasn't.
But that's the move that's not cool. Don't be matter of fact about saying, say, you know what, that thing you talked about for 20 minutes? Yeah, you can't do it.
That's what they do, though. Yeah. That's what they do.
And it's fine.
But it's also a person that's listening to the show and is so miserable in his own pathetic, and I don't care how high ranking you are, dick,
wow.
his own pathetic world of that. Slogging in there as a GS whatever,
that
he's got to take a this bright, shining star, the entrepreneurial spirit of our enterprise.
Just want to create jobs.
The man that gives me a good solid 99.9% every day and then gives the rest to Todd Moore. This guy is busting his ass all the time for this show, and then this guy just decides, well, you can't do it.
And how many times, Mike, how many times we were told that if we liked our drone, we could keep our drone?
Amen.
Yeah,
and now they're taking our drone away.
Harumph.
And
I look at it as this is a guy, I mean, from my point of view, you've got a listener who's in a high-ranking position of influence. Yeah. Isn't that kind of cool?
And should
that mean I should be nicer to him?
That's the way I look at it, Tony. I wrote back a nice email and said, look, if you could if you could direct me in the direction of getting a FAA certificate, I'd love for that.
Is that what you wrote? If you can get me in
he probably did.
Direction.
Yeah. You're so
I'm not the best.
You're so level-headed. He takes all of his like negative energy that I would feel with a letter like that, mm-hmm. and he just brings it home. Mm-hmm. He gives it to his poor girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, that's
she's
on the receiving end of all that. No. She's the one that provided him with the drone.
When did you get the drone?
I've got about 40 flying hours under my belt.
Okay.
Now.
Jesus, so you just got it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so I got it about 2 weeks ago. So
you have 40 flying hours?
Easily, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
But you said that
Charlie
knows how to fly it better than you do.
Well, once you get over the fear of getting up in there and losing it,
right?
When someone shows you that, I had to watch a bunch of YouTube videos, read the manual. That's like the
see,
Old
he
Testament.
Reads the instructions, which is this I'm is very proud. Of.
Another difference between him and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike would not be reading or watching YouTube.
I have two separate houses, and I've lost the deeds to both of them.
True story, Tony.
That is true.
He can't find them.
I mean, they're boxed up. They're boxed up and going down to
Florida. Due to a paperwork error, technically he's homeless.
Yeah. I don't have a residence. I'm a man without a country.
How are you going to close on your house?
I get to do it. I already asked that question. It's already been taken care of. So there you go. Everything's fine. I have that paperwork right here on my computer where it's going to stay safe and sound.
There's no chance you have a cloud backup for that, dude.
No, of course not.
Nope. Nope. But I got a lot of things going on. You know, a lot of moving parts.
A lot of irons in the fire.
Hey, I'm looking forward to being a mini Oscar when I get down to Florida and poking holes and everything and
drilling,
doing some drilling. Yep.
Sure.
I'm going to buy one of those things that I actually bought him for Christmas. I'm going to buy one of those drills that cuts the circular places.
You remember, you have to buy a drill and then that set.
That's right.
It doesn't work alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And I have a power drill, so I think
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I've got a power drill that I was using just the other day to do.
He's misplaced it.
That is still in my home. You've used that drill.
I know I have. It's a
you
good
know
drill.
The drill I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know the drill.
You know the drill
you
that I'm talking about
drill.
because that drill is. I love it when the caffeine kicks in. That drill is in a suitcase with a label on it that says drill.
Oh, that's near also your toolbox that's labeled screwdrivers / screws.
You don't have a box.
But that's
or a
organized.
It is.
That says deed.
No.
Nice one.
I cannot cop to
Bingo.
That. Because the fact is, I thought I had that.
Yeah.
I'm guilty about the Florida place, but as far as the local residents, I believe it was a remodel that cast that to the wind.
Now, true or false?
Gosh. Yes.
You lost the deed after you burned the edges of it to make it look neat.
Old timey.
Yeah, it looked very pretty.
Old timey.
That is the way it went down, unfortunately. I'm not
sure it'll turn up.
But listen, let's properly introduce our guest from Fox 5, the anchor man from Fox 5. You watch him every night here in Washington, D.C. And he is a classmate of mine. We've known each other for about 70 years. Mr. Tony Perkins is here.
Thank you.
Is this the first time we have spoken with you since you went to the nighttime?
Yes, I believe last time I was with you, that transition was happening.
Mm-hmm. And you have to, and this is the serious business, and my God, what an incredible time it's been, and not good in the news. I mean, there's been so much going on, and the very latest, how many stories, every night, it's the Malaysian Airlines thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, here's the good part about our show, and I'm on at 5 p.m. and 10 p.m., I should say, Fox 5 in Washington.
Nice.
The Malaysian story, we do 2 minutes on it, which is, and we do everything that we can to talk about it and all that kind of thing.
In local news, that's a lifetime.
It's a lifetime.
It really is.
But you know what's amazing? I've been watching CNN. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing.
I'm not the only one bitching about this because I've seen a lot of people that feel the same way. But we talked about it briefly. And I'm a news junkie. And maybe it's because of our whole thing at American University where you did the broadcast journalism program. I did. Look what happened to me.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
You're a celebrity.
Yeah, that's right.
There
yeah,
are so
yeah,
many intangibles
but the chosen
in play.
Degree, you know, I have a, believe it or not, and this is funny, I have a degree in broadcast journalism. You know, that's just, it's just funny that that's my degree, and but I am a news junkie. So whenever I'm watching CNN and I hear breaking news and they come on with that music, I get sucked in every single time. And I don't know when they made that decision to call everything breaking news because it's a lie.
It's like a false alarm.
And it doesn't work. And I'm watching this. And, of course, yesterday, the breaking news, and I guess it was 10 o'clock local time out there, 10 o'clock in the evening, when the Malaysian prime minister came out and we were waiting to hear what I thought would be, we have found floating wreckage in the South China Sea, South Indian Ocean, and you will see this, and here's a picture of. And he came out and gave a very unusual news conference where he was talking about a mathematical satellite formula with
secret technology,
with amazing technology.
Yeah. I don't need to use this in the vault. Would you like to hear a little bit of the Malaysian prime minister?
Yeah,
because
I mean,
it's a weird mixture.
It's a weird speech.
It was strange.
It's like Mad Libs.
And it's vague. It's very vague.
Very vague.
It is with deep sadness and regret that I must inform you that according to this new data, light MH370 ended in the southern Indian Ocean.
Okay, so he said this flight ended. Now, if I'm those families, I'm out of my mind even more. This is why they're attacking people. This is why they're spending, because there is not one single solitary piece of hard evidence outside of this theory that this plane went down. I don't doubt it's that they have irrefutable evidence from these eggheads that maybe it's true. But that was pretty thin to have without a seat floating in the Indian Ocean.
Right.
And it just, I totally empathize with those families.
That's why the people are so angry. That's why they're so angry.
How would you feel if they handled it, say, the way they did in World War II, if each family had been contacted personally, even if it had been vaguely like that, and then they made the press conference announcement?
They had a meeting with the families before.
They did.
Here's the other thing. They texted them before.
Texting?
Yeah, they texted them and told them, here's what we're going to say, that essentially your families are gone.
Wow.
They're dead.
And then fast forward to today, and as we tape this show on Tuesday, March 25th, and as we're taping this show, the very latest is weather conditions are prohibiting the people from searching for
they've
the
called
the
it
debris.
Off again.
Right.
It is just, I mean, I know you have to have a tremendous amount of faith, I would think, in the powers that be that have not demonstrated total competence throughout this whole process. You've got to have a tremendous amount of faith to go along with what they're saying. Not once again, not that I'm saying I believe that the plane is really not lost. It probably is.
It probably
but at the
is.
Same time, it would be maddening for those poor people that are
dealing
with
this.
You
want some kind of closure, and that didn't provide the closure because there's nothing behind it. Essentially what they were saying, and I saw someone, I think, on CNN say, essentially what this is about is trying to get the families out of the hotels and back home and moving this along.
Oh, I hope not. So sucks if that's the case.
Also, this doesn't lend – one, I can't believe the airline industry hasn't up in arms because – if you are in the business of making planes, especially Boeing, right?
Sure.
You're going out of your way to really take this story, and you want to spin it the best way possible so you can say you're safe flying on our plane.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a side of that that I think isn't being addressed. And the other side, all these conspiracy theorists out there, I mean, what would Jesse the Body Ventura say? I mean, he's probably going crazy.
It's not even on the Earth's surface. It's you know, and incidentally, don't be confused by the black hole theory.
Right.
It's not a black hole. You couldn't get a black hole. You couldn't get a 777 into space, but you could get it into a hangar in Barstow, California.
Do you have untold sources that are telling you what's really happening?
I was down in my airstream in Baja, and they said it's been abducted. That's where we went with it, for God's sakes.
But without anything concrete,
yes,
you almost make sense, Jesse.
I know, you know, it's so strange.
I'd rather hear that than what I heard on that tape.
It's just and imagine you know, if you will, if you're a family member hearing
tragic.
That
yeah.
and it goes on and on
we,
and on.
We know that every day that goes by, the likelihood is that it crashed into the ocean and may not be found for quite some time.
Right.
But you still, if you're going to hear that kind of pronouncement, you want to know, here's why we're saying it, because we found the fuselage or, mm-hmm. or right. something, and you didn't get that.
And is there, I mean, I would imagine there might be a possibility they would never find that.
There's that possibility.
With the conditions that they're talking about in the ocean.
And as every day goes on, it gets worse and worse. No. My thought is that the reason they're definitive is that they have some evidence, but the way they've captured the evidence is a way they don't want us to know they have.
Well,
some sort of secret satellite or something.
Well, apparently it was Oscar's drone.
Oh, yeah. That's the end of that.
It's quite the range.
You know, ultimately, I think because of how we our pop culture and our movies and television and everything we watch, we seem to give our fellow human beings more credit than we really should.
You think?
Because it seems like, well, there's no way that, well, there is a way. It's a giant ocean. Yeah. We're tiny little specks on this planet. Yep. And, you know, I was watching a heavy jet, might have been a 777, might have been one of the big Airbuses, or it actually might have been a 747 flying into Dulles yesterday. And I pointed up to my wife. I said, look at that thing. I mean, very possible. Look, it's off in the distance. How, you could lose a plane. It can mm-hmm. happen. And I think we have to accept that reality.
Over the past, especially like 10 or 15 years, we've all emphasized how small the world is.
Right.
Because, everybody is just a text away.
Yeah.
But when you realize there's still huge, vast expanses of ocean that, because of weather, we can't access it.
Right.
And we just see that now. And it's sort of a sobering thought that we're not always aware
of.
Can
I ask you a quick question, though?
Sure. Yeah,
because I think about this every day. How blown away would you be and how psyched would you be and just freaked out if all of a sudden, like if you're out watching planes land at Dulles Airport,
right.
if this Malaysian jet 370 just appeared out of the clouds, came in and landed.
And then they're waving flags out the
window. I mean, wouldn't it be bizarre? And there's a part of me that wants that to happen and thinks maybe that'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
And they land at National and their luggage is lost.
And you run up to the window and you look in the window
and it's
not the pilot flying it either.
Right.
It's Liam Neeson. Or Liam Neeson. I call him Neeson, but it's Neeson.
Nissan, I think.
Nissan?
Nissan.
Nissan Pavilion.
Liam Dotson.
We'll take a break and we'll talk about another way that our world has confused me when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That I would love everything that you do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by Personal Capital. Let's talk about something that's important to everybody. Money.
Oscar loves money.
Money.
Oscar, you want to keep your personal wealth, don't you?
I got to feed my kids.
Absolutely.
What kids?
Oscar has so many different entrepreneurial activities that he has to pool his resources. And you're probably paying too much for your financial advisors.
Probably, yes. Yeah.
Luckily, I've got your solution. It's a free and secure tool called Personal Capital. Personal Capital allows you to keep track of your bank accounts, your stocks, your 401k, everything, all of your accounts and assets on a single screen. The technology is beautiful.
Love it.
You'll love it. Whether you use your computer, your phone, or your tablet, it's all right there on one screen with real-time and intuitive graphs. Personal Capital also shows you how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. Even better, with Personal Capital, you'll get tailored advice on how to optimize your investments. Signing up takes just about a minute, and it will pay you huge dividends.
How big are the dividends?
Huge.
Fantastic.
So why wait? Personal Capital gives you the clarity and transparency you need to make better investment decisions right now.
When?
Now. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/TMOS. Personal Capital is free, and it's the smart way to grow your money. Go to personalcapital.com/TMOS. That's personalcapital.com/TMOS. And we're back. Thank you, John. Anyway, it's good to be back. Tony Perkins from Fox 5 is here. Tony's going to be working, hopefully, right out of this very studio.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
with an engineer on staff.
And Tony right now is at the casting part of his podcast development.
Yes,
are you accepting resumes?
There's a guy, his name's Marcus Serta, would love to drive down here.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever had a long commute?
I'm going to hit that music again. Marcus Serta. Getting back to the news of the day, we always like to talk about the news when Tony's here, but the videotape that I was just obsessing over today is these guys, and you don't want to give them credit because God knows they can terrify people, but they crawl up to the top of the brand new World Trade Center, and there is a video that is all over the net right now. And these guys crawled up there. How they beat the security at the new World Trade Center
is beyond
me.
And this is from September, I think?
The fall.
It's
a strange story. The New York Daily News had the video online, the uncut video. And they parachute, they free dive off the World Trade Center. And I could not believe it. I think there were three of them that did it.
When I had the TV muted or the sound down and I just saw it out of the corner of my eye, I thought I was watching the movie Spider-Man.
It was
because it
amazing.
Looks like that video game animation really of them zooming through New York. And it's like, oh, my God, what am I seeing here?
Absolutely terrifying to look at because you see these guys doing this. And, you know, with these GoPro cameras now, I mean, it's truly wonderful video, just crystal clear. And not only the jump, which is, you know, stunning, because in the video that I watched, and I watched probably about a 5-minute video, and you see they're up at the top and it's pitch black because I don't think they can have flashlights up there. They don't want to, you know, let anybody know that they're up there. And you see one of his partners jump first. And, you know, he gets a great shot of the parachute. You know, almost immediately after he jumps, he deploys his chute, and you see him go off into the darkness. And then this guy, very shortly after that, takes the plunge, and he opens his chute very quickly, and you actually see him float down to earth.
Land.
And you see him land. Uh-huh. And, you know, yeah, it's probably wee hours of the morning because there's not a lot of traffic in that part of Manhattan. But he, you know, he lands, and you see him. And it looked like he was going to get hung up in a traffic light when he comes down. And there was a car. It looked, I think it might have been a hotel, pulling out onto the street. It's like, oh, my God, that car is going to hit him. And then he lands, turns around, grabs his chute, and then breaks into this dead run. And he's running down, and he finally gets behind a series of bushes. And you see him just getting his chute together and putting in a black bag. And he's taking his helmet off at that point. It was, you know, as much as I don't want to, you know, give these guys too much credit.
Because
what they did was, you know, extremely dangerous, but they also expose the fact the World Trade Center and guys can just roll up to the top of it.
Last week, we had a story about a 16-year-old.
The kid, right.
Yeah, who got up, got past and the
got
the
past security.
Security guard who was asleep.
It's incredible.
Up to the top.
This is another example. We're just human beings, you know? We're just humans. We screw up all the time.
Can you imagine the person in that car when the guy landed? He's like, I'm driving here!
we're being invaded.
What the hell is that?
Right, we're
being
invaded.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, in my case, if it was when I lived in New York, you know, if it was that particular time in the morning and I saw somebody, I'd be like, oh my God, let's see if he wants to come for a nightcap.
Exactly. You were just leaving that place where you played the bongos. I can't think of the name of it.
Zeppi's next to the Parker Meridian Hotel. Nah, wrong part of Manhattan, but it was amazing to see this. And I got
going
no idea.
To jail.
I don't know. They're going to go probably for a long time, right?
Yeah, they got arrested. From what I saw, they got arrested. And then what's also interesting about this is if you want to brag about what you've done, something extraordinary, right? Because they've been searching for them since September because there were sightings. You're in the middle of New York City. They had a bunch of security cameras. They didn't know who it was. I'm interested to find out who decided to upload the video. Mm-hmm. And once they upload the video, what account they use to track them back to the person that uploaded
it. That has to be pure ego, though.
Right?
Because I mean, when something horrific happens in the world and they try to say, is this terrorism? Probably not, because a terrorist always wants credit when they cause terror. If you did that and you weren't able to tell anyone about it, that the thrill would be so inside
almost
you.
You'd have
to share it with somebody. I would think it's ego that makes them
it's
share
not worth
it.
The jail time.
I don't know. Maybe they like the meals.
One of the guys I did read was a former worker at the tower. I mean, he actually was one
makes
of the construction
sense because
guys.
You'd have to sort of know the system.
So are
to
they
get
daredevils?
Up.
Is this what they do?
I'm not sure exactly.
I think they're just enthusiasts. Like that's what they. That's. I mean, base jumping overall is a sport, right?
Yes, it is.
Not off the top of federal buildings,
right?
Not that the World Trade Center is it considered a federal building now?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But still, heavy security. You shouldn't be doing that off any building.
Because it's an interesting video, you know, that doesn't justify what they did. It was four men. They were arrested for the parachute jump, and it was incredibly riveting. But it does expose that in the United States that you would not have the proper kind of security.
I said this on the air last week. If the one building that you think would be super protected, and now here again,
you got a little kid. You got a little kid jumping off of it. Yeah,
and they walked up hundreds of staircases. Like they actually, they didn't take the elevator up halfway. At that point, they walked up the stairs. My legs would be burning halfway up, and I just give up. They took their rigs, walked all the way to the top bottom.
That's why they jumped, because they didn't have to use their legs for a couple of minutes.
James Brady, Kyle Hartwell, Marco Markovich, Andrew Rossig.
Jersey guys.
They have been charged with burglary, reckless endangerment, and jumping from a structure.
How can it be burglary if they didn't take anything?
Yeah, they didn't take anything.
Breaking and entering?
They took memories.
You know what? I recognize those names. Those guys, those are the Wiggles. Very odd.
They did a little bit of
odd. They got bored of the stage show.
The group.
Toot-toot, chugga-chugga, federal penitentiary.
So you know, William Bratton, the commissioner, police commissioner in New York City, that ultra hard ass. That's a guy you don't want to get on the wrong. His quote is: "These men violated the law and placed themselves as well as others in danger. These arrests should send a message to anyone." When you hear "send a message," you've got the police commissioner saying "send a message," you know you are completely screwed. Anyone thinking about misusing a landmark in this way, so they're considering this a landmark. The group climbed the nation's tallest building on September 30th and parachuted more than 1,300 feet off the skyscraper. And they're base jumpers. That's what they call it, base jumping.
But to be fair, if this did happen 6 months ago, I know we just had the kid that broke through security last week.
Well, they're probably upset that this kid stole their thunder, and that's why they released the video.
That must be
a good theory.
That's a good theory.
Little kid. But again, it shows this is 6 months ago. The kid is last week. They haven't upped security.
That's right.
It says here they were professional, very controlled. There was nothing haphazard or reckless about it. At the time of the incident, James Brady, not to be confused with the Brady gun guy.
Right.
James Brady was a construction worker assigned to work the One World Trade Center site, police said. The men snuck into the area through a hole in the fence.
Oh my God.
I thought we had 7 million cameras deployed in New York City.
It changes the whole complexion of the story when you realize their plot was hatched by watching The Little Rascals.
I mean, you would think, really, we're going to get Sean Connery and Catherine Zeta-Jones involved in this. No, this is The Sandlot.
Yeah.
That's exactly how they do it. They go through a hole in the fence.
Where are the lasers?
At some point, all the investigators had to gather there. How did this happen? Well, Chief, seems to be a hole in the fence.
Wow.
And it's man-sized.
Yeah, a man-sized hole.
Look online, though. Look for yourself, because some of the TV stations and CNN places that you probably won't get the entire video, but the entire uncut video that I saw I watched it 4 times. Mm. It was so riveting to see the way they do it. And they did do it. You see video of these guys. You see them. They don't appear to be complete lunatics, although, you would say base jumping in itself is kind of a crazy thing to do.
But they said it's not haphazard, and they had a plan. Tony, let me ask you a question as a news guy.
Yes.
Is there any sort of discussion in the newsroom when a story like this breaks that obviously this is the most dynamic video that's going to be out there for weeks on either side?
Absolutely.
But the video does glorify the stunt. Is there any sort of weighing one against the other? For example, when they don't know the answer. Yeah, I know you do. But is there any discussion? For example,
Heat off of Tony. I know the answer, Rob. Mike for 20
yeah, Mike,
cents.
That's Mike.
Yeah, that'd be a negative, Rob.
Okay.
You're talking about ethics and journalism, Rob. I'm sorry. Tony actually was about a year out of American University when that went away. So there's no need to worry about that.
No longer a requirement in school journalism.
Let me see. Everyone else is showing this, and it might give somebody the wrong idea. Put it on.
Right.
Put it on. Put it on right now.
There would be discussion, but
it always works out. Yeah.
You'd pretty much want to show.
Okay. I was watching the Sweet 16.
Hey, the Fabulous Five coming up.
That's right.
Fabulous Five.
Tony doesn't know that in the brackets this year, there's a new system where they're eliminating the teams one at a time.
Tony.
You have to hear this, Tony.
Although you and I attended American University back in the day of the great Boo Bowers.
That's right.
Go Eagles.
That's the American University Eagles. Even though we had that fine basketball team at our alma mater, I was not. I do not follow the college game perhaps as intently as other people do.
This is Mike's written statement.
And that is why yesterday I made a reference to the NCAAs. I said, and they're down to 6. And
six. And have you ever heard that number?
That's when
six.
That's when six. They corrected me. How would that math work?
The Sweet Six.
The boys. The boys were very quick to jump on me, and that's why I said today it's the Fabulous Five. I felt like the biggest idiot.
It is, though.
I misheard.
If you want to encapsulate in 15 or 20 seconds why we're not still on a sports station.
Well, the Sweet Six. Yeah, the Sweet Six. Today it's the Fabulous Five.
Director needs to see you in his office.
Tonight, Wisconsin and Michigan versus Duke.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I maybe should pay attention a little closer. We had a very scary situation in Manassas on Saturday nights, and kind of our farewell to our great little city. Mrs. O'Mara had actually a run-in with the police.
What?
And we'll tell you all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
She said so. I'm in love with her.
This is an homage to our Beatles fan.
I like, you know, I went to see a concert with him last summer. I forget the artist. We had a great time. But when Tony comes, I like to play some Beatles for him.
I love it.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Stamps.com. When is the best time to go to the post office? How about never? I drove by it the other day on a Saturday. It was absolutely nuts.
Bedlam, Mike. It's bedlam.
No good time to go to the post office. That's why you need Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can access all of the services of the post office right from your desk. You can use your own computer and printer, and then hand it to your own mail carrier. Sweet.
Sweet!
Sweet! Stamps.com is open 24/7. Unlike the post office, get your mailing and shipping done whenever it's convenient for you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Thank you.
We've used Stamps.com for months, and we love it. You'll save money, and even better, you'll save valuable time. Act right now.
When?
Now, for a 30-day free no-risk trial and a $110 bonus offer, that includes your digital scale and up to $55 in free postage, all you have to do is go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, and use that wonderful code, Oscar Santana.
TMOS.
Nice! Sweet! Come back, Mike. But you got to do that at Stamps.com when you're checking out. You got to remember TMOS.
Yeah, and before you do anything else, go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, put in TMOS. Remember, Stamps.com and enter TMOS. So, Saturday night, in a deep sleep with the baby, I become quite the homebody. You know, the party lifestyle has been modified dramatically in
and
my world.
You were probably all wore out because you had gone on that marathon motorcycle run with Mr. Cerrito.
Absolutely.
All day on Saturday.
It was, I think, I want to say about 12:30, about a half hour after midnight.
Oh, you were in REM sleep then.
Absolute dead sleep, and I get the shake where it's, Mike. And now normally, 9 times out of 10, it's like, what? Just wanted to make sure you're not having a heart attack. So that's the way it normally goes.
Sometimes she shakes. Sometimes it's a mirror under the nose.
Make sure. Are you alive? Yeah, I'm fine. Huh? Okay, go back to sleep. Just checking. But anyway.
Damn it.
This one was.
Put the papers back in the filing cabinet.
Get the deed.
I'm hiding the deed to the house.
The difficulties of being a young bride.
My young bride. She says, did you hear that? Somebody's screaming outside. Legitimate, 100% legitimate. I'm up and I am absolutely in that kind of sleep where I'm confused. I'm just,
were
I don't
you
know
wearing
what's
your
on.
Thing?
Yes, for wearing my machine.
That's probably why you didn't hear the screaming. Because yeah.
It's a machine.
Oh, he has a CPAP breathing machine.
I have
that
the
keeps
breathing
him
machine
alive.
That keeps me. I have an iron lung, Tony. I strap into an iron lung.
At that point, he just hit Mach 1. So you barely can't hear a thing.
Just some details about my little CPAP machine. It's for sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. And you put the mask on, and the one that I have, because it's so sophisticated, the technology.
Yes, Mr. Big Shot.
Mr. Big Shot.
This is the best you can buy.
This one that I have actually will increase the pressure. If you are not, the thing with sleep apnea is, you're next, pal.
I know. I actually do, Oscar. You don't know that you'll take great joy that I have a sleep study scheduled.
Oh.
For the first week in April.
He mocked me so bad. I can't wait till you get yours.
Well, just in one sentence, as Carrie came home from her sleep study and she said, oh, my God, I told the doctor about your weight and your neck size and how you snore. You're a perfect candidate. You're going in April 4th. I said, this was your appointment.
I just want to say to the person that invented this machine, you're saving the lives of thousands of fat people. So,
do you look like Bane when you're wearing it? Is it that kind of
precisely?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Where's the horn? Where's the horn?
Oh yeah, the Bane machine.
Yeah, I actually do look like Bane, as a matter of fact. So when Carla woke me up, I said, "You cannot interrupt my sleep pattern. How dare you, young wife?" So she wakes me up, and I'm totally disoriented. I don't know what's going on. She said someone is screaming outside. Mm. So she flies downstairs. I don't know what's going on, but I'm looking out the window. I don't see anything. I go to the front of the house. I don't know where Carla is. Apparently, Carla is at the side door of the house. And Carla says, What is going on? I hear
the door off the dining room?
Yes.
Okay.
She says, what is going on? And I hear that, and I'm like, when I run it, I'm like, I'm still kind of processing what's happening. To make a long story short, Carla hears screaming. She looks out our window, and at the corner of our main drags down there, she hears what appears to be some sort of violent argument.
Oh, no.
And she looks out the window, and when she looks out the window, she sees someone jump out of the car and bolt up the street. It's dark. She can't tell whether this is a man or a woman. She doesn't know whether someone has committed a crime or whether there's some sort of domestic disturbance, and she is bolt upright, out of her mind. She's going crazy. I finally bump back into her in the kitchen, and she has the phone in her hand, and I'm going, and she goes, call 911.
Dial 911.
I said, for what? I don't know what's going on. Because I find all this out later. I don't know what's happening.
Right.
And she says that she saw a person, heard the screaming, saw the person jump out of the street. And, you know, the whole while as I'm starting to come to a little bit,
right,
and I'm saying, hey, it's a great place to live.
That's right.
Welcome to my dream world. Yeah.
Mike is just calling anyone he knows and saying, six more days.
So I have the presence of mind where I said to Carla, I said, honey, I didn't see. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
You're going to have to make the call. So she calls, and she doesn't call 911. She calls the main number because she didn't feel like it was warranted. And,
okay.
You know, we had breakfast like on a Sunday, and there were two stateies in back of state troopers.
Okay.
And I pulled off the idea. I was really going to turn around like during the middle of breakfast and go, can I ask you a professional question?
God.
Someone's screaming outside your window at 12:30 at night. Do you call the 911 number or just the main number for the dispatch? How's that work? So I didn't
I'm
do
Mike
that.
O'Marin. I almost bought a cop car last spring. Yeah. Hello, I'm curious.
Just call me Secret Squirrel. Thank you very much. So she calls the information number. Then she comes back out on the front porch. And at this point, I'm sitting out on the front porch, and I have my little T-shirt pullover on my pullover. I'm wearing my sundress.
Not nice.
I don't remember what I was wearing.
Something too busy for daytime.
Your nightshirt.
A nightshirt.
Yes, and a cap. And he's also, he's got a candle in a holder.
I'm sitting
spectacles
there.
On.
She says it was a white SUV.
Oh,
and
no.
She's freaked
OJ.
Out.
OJ again.
And
still.
As we are standing out on the front porch, she says, there they are.
They're back?
There they are. I swear to God. And I look out, and then they take a left-hand turn, and they do, you know, but it's 12:30 on a Saturday night in the old town, and, you know, everybody's roaring around. But they seem to hot-foot it up the street, and Carla insists that's them. And it looked to be a white Jeep Cherokee type car. That's what
sure.
it was. And then the whole idea of what the SUV was, it modified, it changed a little bit. And all I
did
know.
Did she think it was like an alien SUV that could transform?
No, she thought that
make
was.
The model?
That something bad had happened and they were doubling back. You know, it's the middle of the night.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know.
I thought when I first woke up, I thought it was 4:30 in the morning. No, that was from the previous night.
Okay. Okay.
Rob was giving the drinking sign.
Okay.
No, I just had the shakes. I was trying to clear out my. I know that Carla doesn't drink.
I will tell you. Well, you know, Carla did have some cocktails with her lady friends on Friday night.
Okay.
They had the going away party for her, and they all went out, and I was home with the baby, and it was the wonderful situation where I heard them come in because the Chihuahua goes, you know. At that, and I'm like, okay, fine. I said,
everybody's home.
It's about 9:30, quarter of 10. I said, how was your night? She's like, oh, it's great. Everybody's there. Fine. And
was she trying to play sober?
She didn't
even care.
She'd had a great little send off. And the one thing I didn't appreciate was remember when I talked about eating in bed?
Yes.
She came up and she said, we went to the winery and we brought you back something. Would you like a little something? And I'm like, hey, look at me. Should I turn that down? Do you think I get this body when it's after 9 o'clock at night and someone offers me carbohydrates that I say no?
No. You say, oh, no, not me.
I've
no.
had enough.
And she's very, you know, she's very lovey-dovey and she's had a little wine.
This is good.
This is Friday night and she says, I'll fix you a plate. So she comes walking upstairs and she has a little plate and I am in the sleep number bed.
A nightshirt.
A dessert-sized plate?
No, I'm wearing a
dinner plate?
Dress shirt.
Oh.
but I'm in my underwear.
Formal.
I'm in my underwear.
Oh, that is not a good look.
You know what? I disagree.
With dress socks?
Do you want
Oh, my God.
On a chick, it's great.
Do you want it to be an even better look? Because I'm going to give you the real detail. Because I was self-conscious about this.
Yes.
I had the dress shirt on, but I probably only had about three buttons.
Oh, so it looked like a cape. Mm.
So it actually splayed out.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
It splayed out, and you had Homer Simpson from about the mid-stomach down.
And in your defense, you could have buttoned the buttons.
I could have buttoned the buttons, but I wasn't. I was trying to be comfortable. Right. No one was coming in.
Right.
At least I thought.
But why are you wearing a dress shirt?
Because I was too tired and lazy to take the shirt off before I got into bed. And it was early.
Did her lady friends come in with her?
It was 9 o'clock at night. Why?
Why are you shocked? The man eats steaks and dinner.
I know.
He clearly isn't going to take the time to take his shirt off. He wore all day to change and go to bed.
Oh, by the way, excuse me.
There are times that he eats lasagna horizontally, but I'm thinking you would have gone for a T-shirt. That's much more comfortable.
Tony, just bear with me here. Excuse me, Prima and Donna. Let me just say, I have received a groundswell of support from our listeners. Audience sharing with me their love of eating in bed.
Well, it speaks well to the listenership.
Do not disrespect our audience.
How dare you?
There are hundreds
of people. You're
right.
I apologize.
How many of them are wearing the Bane mask?
But the thing is, I didn't have the mask on, Tony. Okay. Don't pile on. So I sat there.
Can't eat with the mask on.
And she said, do you want me to fix you a little something? And I was watching TV, and it was about 9:30 at night.
Sure.
And I said, yeah, sure. So she goes back downstairs. She comes up and she gives me the little plate. It was like a little cheese platter, and it was little
crackers,
like a couple little cookies. They had it. It was the wine thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, for pairings.
So I'm gnawing on this, and then 5 seconds later, the door bursts open, and it's Carla, her mother, and her mother's friend Cressy, and they're they've got their ladies' night out clothes on. And I'm sitting there with my giant clam stomach poking out of my shirt.
Oh, no.
And I said, I looked at Carla, I said, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is private time. That's why the door was shut.
That's right.
Yeah, but maybe
at least let me undo another button.
Maybe she just wanted to hang out with you. I had the same situation happen, Tony. I don't know if you're aware that we went to Fort Myers for spring break last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out with Jimmy Cerrito, and we had a great night. And I came home, and Mike's bedroom door was locked. And I said, well, I want to hang out with Mike. You know, I want to hang out with Mike, and I want to do it right now.
Boy, is this this is not the way this really happened.
When he gets
it's
that
a condensed version.
When he gets that S faced, he calls me Papa.
Yeah, and it's
Papa?
Always and it's in that tone. Papa is normally right before or right after he blacks out.
And he is relentlessly pounding on the door. I know he's out there, but I'm not letting him in.
You have locked it. You have locked your door.
He goes into this whole homoerotic dance, and if I let him in, he's crawling into bed with me with his shoes on.
I'm not proud of the fact I've ended up in bed with Oscar before.
I've seen a picture.
And it's not altogether bad, but in retrospect, never a good idea.
Beach rental house, and I'm hearing this pound, 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 Papa, and I'm like, no, go away.
All you wanted to do that night was watch the Richard Parker Life of Pi.
I watched on my iPad. I watched Life of Pi with my special customized headphones that I had from when I was a drummer. And you can seal your ear with them and go into
your own little world.
Yeah, I'm realizing just how pathetic I am right now.
I think it's fine. Now, what were you wearing when you were watching Life of Pi?
Probably same kind of uniform, T-shirt,
boxers. You had boxers.
I had boxers on.
I remember that night.
Vaguely. Okay.
Did the police ever show up? It's a special night.
When I get to that part of my evening, it can be 8 o'clock.
You're tuning out.
It can be midnight.
Shutting down.
I'm in for the evening. So I ended up getting fully clothed, going back down to see all of them, and they were talking about
Oscar, fully clothed.
Well,
suspenders.
When I'm in the bed chamber.
The bed
chamber. My evening is over.
You're done eating for the day.
So all I know is by Sunday, when Sunday came around, I was just exhausted because I just had completely disrupted sleep patterns. And it was very, very frustrating. And it's not like they ever came to our house and took a report about whatever was happening. I assumed, based on what she told me she saw and heard, that it was some sort of domestic altercation.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm drunk and I'm getting out of the car.
What you should have asked the cops on Sunday morning is that when your wife parades eight women into your bedroom, is that 911 or general call?
It was I was sitting there, and because they came bursting in, and you know how my bed faces the doorway.
Yeah, I think we all know your bedroom.
You know the bedroom, and when the door opens, I was there, and I immediately became aware of my stomach.
Yeah.
And I said, this is not looking good, because I had the little paper plate with the winery food that was sitting on my shelf. That's it.
And who hasn't done that? I've done that.
But they were so loopy, and they came in, and I know this isn't going to translate to a radio show, but I will show you the look that they came in.
Okay.
Because the door opens and they see me, and the door opens, and this is exactly the facial expression that they had. The door bursts open, and they go. Okay.
You know, now,
it's like, look how ridiculous you look.
This is a critical question. Yes. Right after that, was there laughter or silence?
There was laughter.
Giggles.
But no.
Or did they begin to undress themselves?
Hold on. It was
Caligula.
Now that would be.
Caligula. Wow.
Yeah, that might be a little fun. You know, it's like, no, but you know what?
Carla's mom is hot.
I was so.
Wow. She's very pretty.
Yeah. That'll be right after the Malaysian story tonight, right?
And she's 3 years younger than I am.
She is.
My mother-in-law is 3 years younger than I am. So,
oh, my goodness.
So they were sitting there, and it was neither silence or laughter. It was kind of, this is the most embarrassing thing, it was checking laughter.
Yeah. Oh,
that's how bad.
Yeah,
that's how bad.
Stop laughing. It's not funny.
It was kind of like, oh.
Was there
like
kind of a glance of sadness towards Carla?
No, really, they didn't. They were all having fun because Carla was part of the team.
Gotcha. She was happy.
So Carla was acknowledging the fact that, look at that.
Was it ever explained?
Look what I'm married to. Look at that thing in the bed.
Was it ever explained?
Look at that Star Wars character in the bed.
What preceded them coming upstairs? What made them come upstairers?
But that's the question I never got answered.
Because people want to be around you. Yeah, they want to hang out with you.
Yeah, you are the jester.
Yeah, not at that time.
You know, they want to do requests and voices.
I didn't know that, you know.
Do Larry King!
little over 24 hours later, I'd be having this big crime scene.
Right.
And nothing got resolved with that. And I was, you know, and that was my week. I didn't share that yesterday because I wasn't sure, you know, we got on different subjects.
Well,
but
twice
you
cheated death.
But this is really, what was great is like this nice little bow on where I live where, you know, we've had the handcuffs lost in the front yard by the police.
That's right.
You know, we've had the lady that was screaming, talking to herself, walking down the street. I am in a very busy area.
Even on a quiet day, there's still that lady that walks in your neighborhood.
Oh, I'm really going to miss her.
Oh, I will,
the lady
too.
That walks and does kind of the weird choreography and sings to herself, wing nut.
She did that. They did a commercial with the lady that walked crazy for pistachios.
Yes,
she had the viral video.
Yes.
There is a doppelganger in Mike's neighborhood, and we'll all pull shades aside and just watch her walk by.
Wow.
Have you seen the, you know, I don't know, if she might have passed away. I'm not sure. Have you seen the walking stick?
I haven't seen her in a while.
You've met the lady that's
I've seen her, but not for a while.
She's the henna-colored hair straight down. Mm. Must be 75 years old.
Yeah,
and she is
box.
Oh, my goodness. What did you say?
Box.
She's rail thin. She is not box.
You're right, Mike. I withdraw the remark.
And she has... She has a walking stick, and she walks all over the city.
Yeah. Lovely Manassas.
She's the mayor, isn't she?
She's the mayor.
You know,
of
we get a lot of news out of Manassas.
I know you do.
Manassas is kind of the Florida of Virginia.
You know what it is?
It really is.
It's an armpit.
It's a great place to live. I couldn't be happier.
Well,
next 3 days.
I know this. I know that Manassas is going to miss you.
Can I say something?
Yes,
not to get maudlin here, because we'll hear you every day.
Right.
Won't see you as often. Well, you can be seen on this big screen.
I'm going to be
seen.
Nothing
be like
really changes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
On this screen, over you.
It's Mike, the great and powerful.
Right.
There is a very good chance, and I think the guys know this, Oscar especially has indicated this to me, that when I move down there, that there is going to be a wealth of new material.
Oh, sure.
That is probably going to involve my hatred of the elderly, the more elderly than me.
Sure.
And so, you know, I think you can count on that.
Sure.
I think that's going to be spectacular. But, you know, laying out the way it's going, I'm coming back in May.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming back in June. We're going up to the Pine Tree State.
Okay.
All the
in
guys,
July,
all
right?
the guys are coming up in
okay,
July.
So that's good.
It's all been arranged,
all
and
right.
it's gonna be big fun. And then I'll probably come back in the fall, and then we're going to Reno. We're going to see. I'm going to see these guys frequently, and that's why we built the studio. At least that's why Oscar told me.
As
we
a matter
built
of fact, Hearing you lay out the schedule, maybe a little too much.
Yeah. You know how it's going to be, though. But both these guys know me. Yeah. They know when, once I get down there, it's like, I don't want to get out.
I got to hit the egg.
Yeah.
Well, I'll miss you. I'll miss seeing you more frequently in person.
Don't worry. You'll see me. I'll sneak back in, and then I'll just knock on your studio door. For the nightcast.
That's right.
Toddy.
Got to have you on at night. Haven't done that.
Not really appropriate. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need. Coming up next. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by Fanatics.com. Mm-hmm. Make sure that everyone knows who you are rooting for with the Fabulous Five. I'm sorry. It's the Sweet 16. Have they, and I'm serious, have they begun the Sweet 16?
Oh, some games?
I mean, are they actually going to be playing this evening?
And what will happen? It'll right result now. In the Elite Eight. I know
the
that.
Elite Eight right. And then the Final Four. That's I right. know.
All right.
And then what are the two?
The two is the championship.
It's not like the top two God. Or something.
Call the fan right now. Plug and play right here.
Ready to go. Give me afternoons.
Fanatics.com has jerseys, hats, hoodies, t-shirts, jackets, and pullovers. Every team in every size. Fanatics.com has everything in stock from infant to 4XL. Fanatics.com has the largest assortment anywhere from all of the 64 March Madness teams to pro teams, NASCAR, so much more. Get your baseball gear as well. And remember, if you use our code TMOS, you get free shipping with no minimum.
You can get your gear for your team Thursday and Friday, the Sweet 16 starts.
Ooh, oh, very cool. Sweet 16.
Yeah.
While you're there, enter to win this contest they're doing at Fanatics.com, a $10,000 Fanatics.com shopping spree, and all you have to do is put on your favorite gear and snap a selfie, then upload it to Twitter, Instagram, or Fanatics.com, and tag it with hashtag SelfieFanatics and at Fanatics. That's Fanatics.com, and use our code TMOS for free shipping with no minimum. Fill out your brackets and look great while you do it. We're sports fan shop, Fanatics.com, and I've also gotten people that have sent me their purchases at Fanatics.
Oh, because you're giving away your Eagles t-shirt.
Someone will be getting the Eagles t-shirt
game
sooner
worn.
Than later.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
I feel incredibly self-conscious right now because I'm doing the news in front of a guy that does the news.
Does the news.
I mean, you do a good job of it.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of want to paraphrase all of it. And, the Malaysian airliner. Thank you very much.
No pressure, Mike. It's just the audition for the next phase of your career.
Yeah, right. Oh, hey, Rob, look down there. It's a ship. You see that? It's already sailed.
Goodbye.
Hey, pretend you're on set and say, thank you, Allison, and then go into your story.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
If I was going to do that for Tony, I would do it in the voice of the traditional anchor. You know,
okay.
Dozens of angry relatives of passengers on a lost Malaysian jetliner clashed with police in Beijing.
Way to skew younger.
The people. not my bag, man.
Mom, grandpa's doing the news.
So the relatives are pissed. They are arguing with the people from Malaysia. They're accusing the country of delays and deception. About 20 to 30 protesters threw water bottles at a Malaysian embassy, tried to storm the building. People are pissed because they're not feeling like they're getting the information. The Malaysian government has cheated us, they say. Malaysia, return our relatives. They're just, they're dealing with their grief right now.
No closure.
Yeah. It's very, very sad. So
you know what
I
find?
Mm-hmm.
I find, and I mentioned this the other day to one of my co-anchors, the people in other countries are much more emotional than we are.
Oh, they're much more loving.
Yeah, they throw stuff and they
you're
faint
right.
and
you're right
and the cameras don't seem to phase them at all. And
no,
of course the press goes nuts when they do that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think we need more of that. I've always told these guys that we need more emotion like that.
Yeah.
You know, like if I didn't have my particular tea flavor at Starbucks, I would just go blah.
See Mike screaming on Wisconsin Avenue again.
The Navy says a sailor was fatally shot and the lone suspect killed by security aboard a guided missile destroyer docked at the world's largest naval base down around where you used to hang out, down in Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, sure.
The spokesman, Terry Davis, says the suspect in the late Monday shooting was a civilian. Mm. The victim was a uniformed person. Davis says the sailor killed also was a man, but gave no other details. They don't have anything for him. Davis says the base was briefly on lockdown, but operations have returned to normal. She would not describe any other circumstances of the shooting as we are recording this. Snohomish County. That's an interesting name for that place.
Where is it?
Terrible mudslide out of Washington.
Okay, in Washington.
Search and rescue crews have located an additional 6 bodies. The total of deceased, 14, and the unaccounted for, 108 to 176. This is going to be horrible. Yeah. It's going to get worse and worse.
They are now saying seriously that that number has gone up because they may have counted some people twice. So maybe it won't be that big a number.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Because they had to actually match up descriptions.
Right.
Because how many people do you know in your neighborhood by first and last name?
Right. Yeah. That's right.
This is horrible, and we send our prayers out to everybody out there. We have listeners out in that part of the world, about 55 miles northeast of Seattle, so our prayers go out to all the people that are out there. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Carrie Spiewak News.
Oh, this is my wife, and everyone loves her.
She does not listen to the podcast regularly, but she should listen to this news story.
Okay.
Former celebrity judge Joe Brown.
I have him in the audio vault. This is great.
He got the book thrown at him in court on Monday. The former host of a reality court television show was arrested and sentenced to 5 days in jail for throwing a fit in a Memphis, Tennessee courtroom. He became pretty raucous and challenged the authority of Shelby County Magistrate Harold Horn.
You see, you should know, Tony, my wife loves all the judge shows.
Does she?
She watches Alex, Divorce Court, all of these judge shows. But the best thing, and I miss Joe Brown, because he had bad glasses, and if he had to read a document, it was always an arm's length. And I love Judge Joe Brown.
Says, I guess the magistrate is Harold Horn. He got upset after learning the child support case that he was litigating was not on the docket. That's according to a CNN affiliate in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
It was unclear if and when he would serve the 5-day sentence, but he kind of went nuts.
And also, I believe an interesting wrinkle, I think Judge Joe Brown is currently running for a position there.
Really?
And when you get 5 days in jail for contempt of court, doesn't look good on your record.
Yeah, not good. When I picture the story, for the video that goes with it, I picture scenes like from Smokey and the Bandit or something.
So true.
Especially when you hear a name like Harold Horn.
Right, that's right. Yeah. Judge Brown, you're out of order.
I'll say quiet. Here we go. Mark Wahlberg, star of the upcoming Transformers Age of Extinction.
This
is now
wait.
Oscar news. I've got something for everybody. Yeah. He is promising that the fourth installment of the Michael Bay-directed franchise will be a huge hit. Well, doesn't that go without saying, probably?
Yeah, I mean, so plot lines have been a little thin lately, I'll say that what they have set up for Transformers this time around.
We all sound like old farts right now. Plot line is blow things up, man. It's a child's toy.
Another cartoon
fighting robots.
The one thing that Michael Bay is consistent with is that they have a new, like, beautiful hot girl in the movie. Mm-hmm. Megan Fox is clearly out from the original,
yes.
And then they have the new Victoria's Secret model. The new girl that's in there is playing Mark Wahlberg's daughter, and for one reason or another, Michael Bay can find the prettiest girls in Hollywood and put them right on the screen.
Because he's Michael Bay.
Yeah, of course. Well, when you're a director, you've got some in.
Paramount Vice Chairman Rob Moore says Bay was hesitant to return to the franchise until they were able to zero in on the right story. Well, at least he's thinking about story.
Such a liar.
Zero in means add zeros to the check. That's what that means.
So true.
A judge has sentenced 1970s teen heartthrob David Cassidy to 3 months in rehab and 5 years of probation in a drunken driving case. Cassidy's attorney, Stephen Graff Levine, said he entered an... Rob, stop it.
What do you mean?
Stephen Graff Levine entered an open plea.
What did he say?
A Los Angeles judge Monday. Admitting that he was driving under the influence, and
that's
he was arrested
wrong.
In January after making an illegal turn. He was filled with remorse. Filled with remorse. Think back to the last time you had 6 or 7 drinks with your friends. You were hilarious, right?
Oh, the best.
Yeah. Well, yes
Killed.
And no, but mostly no.
Poppy.
No, it's Papa.
Papa, I'm sorry.
I have said Poppy before.
Yeah, yes.
Oscar, two psychologists just released a study that found people think they're incredibly funny when they're drunk. But other people do not see it that way.
They needed a study for this. Come on.
I don't know. In fact, for every drink you have, you think you're getting funnier, while your sober friends think you're getting less funny. Never applied to me.
No,
I didn't have any sober friends. Your drunk friends... Your drunk friends may find you funny as you drink, but they don't really care. They're too focused on how funny they're being. You genuinely believe that you were hilarious, so in a way, you were hilarious, but no one else agreed. So there we go. And now, finally, a little something-something. 24-year-old Brian Hill of Indianapolis, Indiana, was very drunk on Saturday night.
Bet he was funny.
And around 4 a.m., he was driving drunk. That's not funny.
Mm-hmm. Or David Cassidy.
He was trying to. Brian ended up stopping his car in the middle of a street and falling asleep at the wheel.
Oh, no.
Oscar.
Hey, I don't do that. I walk.
That's right.
But that wasn't the only sign that he was way too drunk. When the cops found him, he was wearing his pants as a shirt.
Wow.
Dead giveaway.
Now that's
how
skill.
Do we do that?
That's skill.
The police report said he was in his underwear, but he, quote, did not have pants on, but they were on his arms. Both arms were inserted into the legs of his jeans.
Oh, my God.
He was arrested for public intoxication, obstructing traffic. There's no word on his blood alcohol level. And as I always say, this is my excuse. At least I wasn't naked.
That's true.
We will take a break, and we will come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak. We are with Tony Perkins from Fox 5. You can watch Tony this very night on Fox 5.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. You brought the whole collection out today, didn't you?
I chose carefully.
Very good. This segment of the program brought to you by FanDuel. Get ready, America, for baseball season. Opening day is next week, but face it, with 162 games in a season, fantasy baseball can be a grind. It's hard to keep up. I've done it. I know what they're talking about. The solution is here with FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com has the hottest thing in fantasy baseball. They are doing one-day fantasy baseball. I love
so
FanDuel.
Cool.
No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. You can play every day or any day. It's all up to you. Leagues start at just a dollar, and you can win real money with immediate cash payouts. For example, we got this guy, Chris Prince.
Yes.
This guy.
Postal worker, right?
This guy, postal worker. $535,000 with FanDuel.com.
Mm.
Over 245,000 people have also won money, and you can be the next one. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use the code TMOS. Plus, to get started, FanDuel will match every dollar you deposit, dollar for dollar, up to $200. That is a great way to get started. Hurry, this offer ends this coming Friday, so sign up today and remember to use our code TMOS. FanDuel.com, the leader in one-day fantasy baseball. That's FanDuel.com, and sign up today. We love them. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, March 25, 2014.
I'm conflicted about this tape, but like Tony said, we had discussions in the newsroom and we decided to air it anyway. You have children, Mike.
Yes.
Tony has a boy. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple kids. Right. Oscar apparently has children he keeps talking about.
I gotta feed them.
This is a four-year-old, and someone goes up to him with a video camera and says, "Tell me all the bad words you know." I think this is very, very funny, especially the construction and the build of all his words. They seem to have a central theme.
Tell me all the bad words you know. Go.
Crap. Shut up. Butthead. Butthole. And... butt crack, butt night, butt nose, butt face, butt head, butt crack, butt ear, butt mouth, butt teeth, butt head, and shit.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Drop the bomb.
I don't encourage this behavior.
He knows how to build up.
But do say butt teeth a lot. I like good. That. Now, it is a grand time to be on the radio because Arnold is promoting a movie. What's it called?
The new movie is called Sabotage.
Do you want to hear Arnold on wrestling, or do you want to hear Arnold talk about his tank?
I think you should play both of them, but if you have to pick one, I would go the wrestling. It's
we'll
a new
start.
One.
We'll
you.
Start with the wrestling.
Yes.
The weird thing
the wrestling
is
the thing. It's what you grapple with the other guys.
Arnold now looks really old,
yes.
And when he's pulling his hair straight back, and he's got a lot of forehead, and when he is in the ring with
but
real
my hair
wrestlers,
is still a bright orange, Rob.
He is. But when he's in there with Hulk Hogan and The Miz, you realize he's not as massive as these guys, and he looks quite human.
He's shorter, right?
He is shorter
he's
than you would think.
He's not a tall guy.
So here is Arnold on Monday Night Raw as he's talking about Andre the Giant. He's talking about Andre the Giant with Hulk Hogan. Great dialogue here.
I bet.
This is really well written.
Well, Hulk, I just want to ask you a question. I know that you have Battle Royal.
in honor of Andre the Giant.
Andre.
And Andre the Giant is one of my favorite wrestlers of all times.
Wrestlers.
He was fantastic. You know what, Arnold? He told me that you and him were really tight, brother.
Yes, we were very good friends. We visited. I watched him wrestle. He came to the movie set when I was doing Conan the Destroyer, and he had always the greatest time. But now that
he had always the greatest time.
You know, I don't. That man was governor.
I don't believe those stories about the other worlds passing us by in technology.
Really?
No, I think we're right on target.
We're doing good.
Yeah, Mike, absolutely.
He was always having the greatest time.
The question is on this battle royal. Do you have room for two more athletes? Is the question.
Oh, wow.
Think about it.
So it looks like Arnold will be at WrestleMania in 2 weeks.
Wow.
If he lives. Arnold also told a story. Now, we all know that he has a tank.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I was not aware of the back channels he went through to get this tank.
Oh, because you got to import them, right?
It's a fascinating story that involves the first Bush administration. Check this out. Arnold talking about his tank.
Well, this was the very tank that I actually drove in the Austrian Army. When I was 18 years old, I went in the Austrian Army, and I became a tank driver. And then years and years later, decades later, I said to myself, well, now they don't need it anymore. It's a patent tank that America gave Austria after it became a neutral country after 1955. And so I drove the tank, and we had 500 of those tanks, but then it became obsolete. So they asked the Austrian army if I can have it back, if I can have my tank that I drove exactly with that number. And I had to get the permission from the Austrian, from the American, the Pentagon, and from the military and all those kind of things, which was easy to get for me because I was then the chairman of the President's Council on Fitness. So I knew very well Dick Cheney and Colin Powell and those guys. They got me the permission.
Hold on a second. Wow. This is what this douche cares about.
Yeah. Right.
Hi. We've got Arnold on the phone. Oh, not again.
Hi, I'm just checking. I wanted to make sure the permits were there so I could get the tank. It's being shipped on Thursday. You make sure you have all the paperwork, huh? Remember, I'll give you the free tickets to my movie.
And the Austrian army sent me the tank. I had to pay $20,000.
Only you can get a tank.
And I will give credit to Fallon for shutting up long enough for him to tell that story.
Yeah. It's good.
But
it's
he says
good.
He had to call.
That's
Colin
what you
Powell.
Do when you're so rich.
Yeah.
Arnold, your tank's here.
Oh, excellent.
Mike, I know that when you want to hear the hot hits, you listen to Ryan Katie on Calgary's Amp Radio, right?
Always, every day.
Well, great promotion on this station in Canada. They had $5,000, and you had to vote online. Should they give it away or burn it? It's called Bank It or Burn It on Amp Radio.
Oh,
and
wow.
Guess what they voted for?
No.
To burn the money.
No.
Here's Ryan and Katie. I can't tell whether I love or hate this promotion.
Hi, I'm Ryan and Katie from 90.3 Amp Radio. This is Bank It or Burn It, the outcome of the first round. Over the next couple weeks, $15,000 in total had the chance to be put into your hands, except Calgary had the choice. Were they going to bank it or were they going to burn it? 54% of you in this round with $5,000 on the line decided you were going to burn it.
54%. This is what $5,000 looks like.
If you want to-
They're very electric. And what they did, and the best I can tell because of the signage, a client is a pet crematorium.
Oh, wow.
And they actually went down to the pet crematorium and burned the $5,000 and put it in an urn.
Oh, geez.
That's where radio is now.
It's very, very sad.
It is. It's sad.
What about getting a Mercedes and then you get like $2,000 for taxes in the glove box?
Exactly. You know? Like that's what Rick Dees would do. Gas money in the glove box.
And as well as they're burning this money, they can burn your pets even better.
Because we mentioned it, here's Judge Joe Brown in court, mouthing off, getting nailed for contempt.
By the way, what is that, magistrate, sir, with due respect?
Mr. Brown, the court finds you in contempt.
You're close, Tony.
That's all you
we'll
got on
you
me.
We'll send you to 24
You're
hours in the Shelby
it,
County
the
Jail.
The maximum contempt.
You may have a seat.
I'm not. $10. That's all you got.
Get
20.
The, get the bailiffs.
Go find a law. Or I'm reporting you to the court of judiciary, I'll have you charged with violation of process. Now, you want to get into this, let's get into it. This sorry operation needs to stop.
Yeah, he's not on Channel 20 anymore.
Is someone saying, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Yeah, they are.
Very strange to me that a judge would be entitled.
And we close, of course, Mike, good news for you. There's a spinoff to your favorite show. There's a new version of The Bachelor.
Hey, some exciting news for fans of The Bachelor. ABC announced today that on May 19th, we will premiere a brand new spinoff show called Bachelor in Paradise. Ooh. The show will reportedly give former Bachelor and Bachelorette favorites a second chance at love by sequestering them in an isolated romantic paradise and leaving them there to die. Bachelor in Paradise. I like it. You know, the original title of the show was Herpes Island, but
that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah, turn my thing up, Rob. It's for on. God's sakes, I didn't hear. There it is. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Tony Perkins.
Yay, Tony.
From Fox Woo! 5, News 5, and we'll see him at 5 and 10 every weeknight right here in Washington, D.C. Make sure you watch him. Also, myfox5.com, right?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Watch Tony. He's on at 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. every night right here in Washington, D.C. We always appreciate that. And coming soon, Tony will be in this studio, hopefully doing his own podcast.
Yes. Right.
We're very excited about that. What's the auditioning process? I'm thinking late summer.
Yeah.
We'll be all set to go. We got to get out of here. For all technical support questions, please contact our man, Matthew Bloom, Ponyboy, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And for all correspondence for our show, are you getting that regularly, Rob? Are you going to the mailbox?
Twice a week.
Very good. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Big sacks of mail.
P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Really?
Exactly.
Okay, just checking. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll see you next time. Tomorrow, Patton Oswalt will be here on the Mike O'Mara Show. So long. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Personal Capital right now. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Personal Capital banner, or go to personalcapital.com/TMOS. Again, click the Personal Capital banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to personalcapital.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.